Alleluia, in God all things are possible. 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 Amen. Virtually every Christian you meet believe this, that with God all things are possible. But you see, praise God, all things are possible with God. It's our confession. It's one of the things every one of us believe. But we want to look at it this morning. Do we really, really believe that with God all things are possible? Yes. Amen. One person said yes. Amen. Amen. Why is there impossible? Why then are there so many impossibles in our lives? If we truly believe that with God all things are possible. The title of the message this morning is Why the Impossible Are Scarce in Your Life. Why the impossibles are scarce in your life. In my life, in the life of many Christians. And we go on confessing that with God all things are possible. Are we telling ourselves the truth? Or is there something that is making it seem, or actually the fact that the impossibilities are not manifesting in the life of Christians like it should? If I should call upon us, anybody sitting here, and say, name one or two, three, four, or even one impossible thing. Something that is impossible that has happened in your life, or through you as a medium, that has happened in somebody's life in the past months or 1 year. If I should point to anybody here, how many of us can stand up and say, yes, there is this situation that is impossible, that there is no way out, but I believe God, I prayed, and I confessed that with God, all things are possible, and it manifested, it turned around. It turned around. How many of us will have such testimonies of the impossible things that God has done? Now, there's a difference between possible and impossibles. Every Christian I know believes God and confesses that nothing is impossible. That with God, all things are possible. And it is true. The scripture says it. Let's quickly look at Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Everybody, Luke chapter 1 verse 37, please. Amen? The scripture said it and I believe it. For God is not a liar. The God we serve is a true God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 1. Verse 37. What does it say? Amen. I'll have it. For with God, everybody say, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Let's look also at Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, 17. Also confirm just what we read. And Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Amen? Amen? Amen. And there is nothing too hard for God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The possible things are within the realms of our models, model beings, me and you. That is the realm of ordinary man like me and you. What are possible? Things you can do. Things that other man can help you do. Things that your wife, your mother, your sister, your brother, a stranger, any other person can do. That are the realm of human beings. The impossible belongs to the realm of divine, to the Almighty God alone. Because it is beyond what you or me or anybody can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There are a few things, FYI, as it says, I want to bring out some few things first. There are certain things that is impossible with God. Everybody will look at it and say, what? Is that a blasphemy? No, it's not. There are a few things that are impossible with God. Let us establish that from the beginning so that you can now know why God is able to do the impossibles. And why there is a difference between you and the Most High God. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. One, God cannot lie. Amen? It is impossible for God to lie. So if he says it, he does it. Boy, have I said so many things I really want to do. Last week, I promised my children that I'm going to take them to Wet and Wild. And things just went from crazy around me. I tried my best. I struggled and struggled. I couldn't do it. But I really wanted to. But I couldn't. And Toby reminded me every day of the week for the next 7 days. Are we going? Are we going? Are we going? Are we going? Yes, we are going. Finally, this Saturday, things pile up again. And I couldn't just make it. I feel like I can't make it. But I dragged myself. So many things happened, but I just forced myself because I can't bear for him to ask me, are we going? Are we going for another 7 days? That is because I'm a human being like me and you. With God, it is impossible for him to lie or for him not to fulfill what he has promised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He cannot lie or change. I may have a nice feeling towards you, and then somebody told me you've been cursing me every day for the past, in my back. And that nice feeling just, whoop. No matter how I try, it doesn't work out like that again, because suddenly I found out the person I was so nice to, thought that they loved me and so on, has been my enemy behind. As much as I want, I will pray. At times it takes me days and days of prayer to get that momentum out of my life. That is because I'm a human being. With God, nothing changes him. He's as solid as a mountain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God cannot break unconditional promises. Now, there's promises with condition. If you do this, I do that. If you do this, I do that. But there is condition without any, without, there are promises without condition. The love of God towards you is without condition. It is forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The faithfulness of God never ceases. They are new every morning, the love of God towards you. And great is his faithfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing can change the love that God has for you. That is why even while we are yet sinners, he sent his only begotten son to come and die for me and you. Send my son to come and die for you when I know you hate me. That is the realm of the model. I can't do it as much as I want. But that is not the case with the Lord. Amen? Amen. God cannot sin. His name is what? Holy. Amen? Amen. The Lord is holy. He can't sin. There is no sin in him. When he manifested as Son of God and sin suddenly came upon the zone, when Jesus took upon the sin of the whole world, turned his back on him, and for once, the mighty God, manifesting as the Son, cried, ah, Father, you have forsaken me. Because there was element of sin, imputed sin, not his own sin, imputed because of me and you. And God had to turn his back on himself. God cannot sin. God cannot learn any new thing. He doesn't have to go get another PhD like me and you are ever perpetually in education, learning one thing, trying and learning and learning and learning. That is not the case with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm naming things here that is impossible with God. These are the impossibilities with God. God cannot answer prayer that contradicts his word. Can pray from here till Armageddon. You will not get him to change, to answer prayer that is contrary to his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For some of us who are Christian forever, and we are still Christians, and you don't know the word of God, you have no backing to get your prayers answered. If you cannot throw it to God, bring it, bam. This is what your word says in this situation. I'm standing by it. You have to know this word of God. You have to read the Bible. So that God is like a law court. Have you ever seen a lawyer do things? They bring in precedents, they bring in incidents, they give example, they cite a constitution, they cite this thing. By the time they finish citing it, the judge is tapping and saying, yeah, this proves that 1 + 1 = 2. And so, therefore, I give my judgment in consent in support of his case. It's a case, the way he presented it. When you know the word of God, then you will not pray contrary to the will of God, because that prayer will not be answered. It doesn't go anywhere. Those are the impossibilities with God. Balaam found that out when he tried to curse Israel. God already blessed them. He's not a human being that can change. He says he's not a man that can change. The stone of Israel is not a man. He doesn't change. He doesn't alter. He doesn't lie. Those are the impossibilities with God. Now, and every other thing, or most other things, are possible with God. Things that are impossible with you. Let me give you some few examples, you know, our level of impossibilities. It may be sickness. Doctors have given up on you. I've told you you have this incurable disease. There is no hope for you. Well, give you this day or that day to live. That are the realm of impossible, because they have data. They've done the test and everything and show that this is beyond help. I remember a man of God I read about years ago. You know, he went to this hospital to pray for somebody who is sick. And the doctor said, you prayerful Christians, don't give this man any more hope, because his situation is over with. He's going to die. And the man said, well, the Lord told me to come and pray. He said, forget about the prayer. He started to show his data, the front test. If things are this level, there may be hope. If it is this level, the hope is 50. If but now it's way beyond the roof. Therefore, according to our own prediction, according to science, medicine, he is due to die. I love the answer that great man of God said. He said, you are looking at your data, you are looking at your science, you are looking at what medicine has predicted and believed, but I am speaking according to the word of God. 10 minutes later, the person that was supposed to die got out of the sick bed and walked out of the hospital. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Those are the things that are impossible with men. Now, you may say, oh, that's just healing. No. If you have to pay your bill and you have no money and you have no job and the bills are piled up and you have tapped all your resources and you have nowhere else to go, that is an impossible situation for you. Amen? Amen. It doesn't have to be sickness. The way it is that you have to have money and pay your bill. You don't have money, you can't pay your bill. You don't have any job, there's nothing. It becomes an impossible situation. I can name so many other things in the natural, in the physical, in our own level, that is impossible. How do you get to change the impossible to possible? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Amen? Yes. That's where we're going this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Amen? Lack of impossibilities creates less excitement in the church. That's why church today have to turn to social media. Singing, dancing, praising, putting all the fancy stuff to make the church excitable. Church has become like not excitable because there is little impossibilities happening. Who are to be blamed? Me, you, all of us. For we believe that with God, nothing shall be impossible. If God God will start to do, or will start to do, the impossible. This church, in fact, this whole property, before you drive in the morning, the land will be from here till the gate, the college over there, waiting for the church to open. There's no excitement in the church, because we believe that the Lord we serve is God of impossibilities, but we don't see it manifesting in our life and in other people's life. It's an indictment to the church as a whole. Don't say the pastors don't have to be the only pastor, or the evangelist, or preacher. It is all of us. We have to come together and find out, why are there scarcity of impossibilities in the church? It happens. We've seen it here and there, but it's not as it should be. Impossibilities, things that is done beyond the realm of man, that is pulled down from the third heaven to the realm of human being, to our own level, and others will see it and magnify the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The reason it creates excitement when we see or hear impossibilities happening is because it proves the existence of God. Impossibilities prove what? The existence of God. Amen. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. Impossibilities. When things cannot be done by human being, when no father, no mother, no pastor, no person can do it, and you know that this is the finger of the Lord, it proves the existence of God. It proves the existence of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'll name some few instances. I got there's a sister that usually don't communicate with me, but anytime she found out some sign of impossibility that God has done something, she'll shoot me maybe an email, and that's when I get to hear from her. So when I see her email coming, I see that she has downloaded something from YouTube or from anywhere and send it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So in this church, they were sitting, and everybody was drowsing or whatever, you know, sleeping. And then they decided to pray for the sick. And when they were praying for the sick, you know, I saw, and this is real. This is a real miracle. And that's what I talk about, impossibility. And they brought this young man, a small boy, and he has, I don't know what disease, but you can see his leg is wobbly, he's jacking like this. There is no way you can stop him from jacking. It's some kind of neuro problem or whatever he has. And they started praying, and as they are praying, suddenly the jacking and everything ceased. And the whole church that was sleeping before, some people were jumping all the way to the roof, excitement came into the church. Even in your own life, when situation suddenly turned, is going south, and suddenly you prayed and believed God, it started going north to where you want it to go, doesn't it give you some excitement? Amen. It does. It proves to you that there is a God that is still able to answer prayers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
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 I remember the first time an impossible thing happened in my own life, or used me to do the first time to go God's glory. It happens from time to time. I pray to God that it will intensify, so that it doesn't have to be like a sprinkle, you know, like it should be a tsunami, a deluge, where God will use us constantly 24/7 to do the impossibles in other people's life. But I was praying, and that was the first time it happened to me. They brought a sick person before me, and this guy is huge, tall, and I was in fasting, and they brought this person. It was in a lonely school area, and they brought this person before me, and he has a serious sickness. And well, I say they want me to pray for him, so I say okay, and I prayed a simple prayer, and that's the first time it happened in my life. Since then, by God's glory, it has happened so many times, depending when God, well, from time to time, and I touched this guy just lightly like this, and he fell like a log. I mean, he was, you know, when somebody tried to fall and catch himself, you know that they still know this one. He just went boom on the ground. And that was the end of that sickness. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I started scouting around for people to pray for. I become excited. My Christianity jumped. It went to another level. That was a surprise to me. I didn't expect it. I didn't know it would happen. I didn't even know that anything was going to happen. But when I pray and I say, it proved to me that the God I serve is still alive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are the realms of the impossibles. I can name certain situations abroad, excitement quickly here. I'm going to try not to take too much time on this message. When Peter and the other disciple were going into the temple, they said they came upon a man who asked for silver, for gold, for money, for arms. Everybody knew this guy has been in that gate forever. You know, every day the family will push him out and put him there. And he will be begging for money. And he looked upon Peter and said, can you spare some change, sir? And Peter looked and said, silver and gold have I none. Amen? But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And they said the lame jumped up. It created such excitement in the town, in the city. They said that thousands, scores were added into the church daily. Because now you can now prove that there's a difference between the Most High God and Buddha and Islam and any other false god. When God uses us to do the impossibles, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And I say it doesn't have to be in healing. It could be just minor things, but this is an impossible situation for that person or for you. And you get it turned around, it brings excitement. Amen? Amen. We have to realize that the impossibles are possible. But why is it so in our life today that we shout and believe God and signify by our confession, but it's not being manifested? The question that will lead us to our discussion is why the scarcity of impossible in our life when we believe that we serve a God of impossible? Are we wrong to expect God? This is the beginning of the secret I want to reveal to us this morning. Pay attention. Are we wrong to expect God to do the impossible when we are not willing to do the possibles? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we wrong? Listen, I will repeat it again. Are we wrong in expecting God to do the impossible, which is the realm of God, but we are not willing to do the things that are possible? As I defined in the beginning, possibles are within me and you possibility to do. Impossible is what God can do. He may use you. God may choose to do both. But I found out by studying the scripture that there is a sequence of operation here. When there is going to be an impossible thing done, Lord brings the possible, and you may have to do the possible for God to do the impossible. And I see that many a times when prayers are not answered, when things doesn't go the bring down, turn around the impossibility, is because you have failed or not willing or doesn't know, doesn't understand, and acted upon doing the possible. It's a step, it's a sequence. The possible goes and then the impossible comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we willing to expect God to do the impossible when we are not willing to do the possibles? Your impossibilities will not happen when you fail to initiate it. When you fail to initiate it by doing the possible, or you have intention to abuse the impossibilities. We're going to bring out some point in this. Intention to abuse, example. Why impossible doesn't happen. Let's look at Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. I made a promise to myself I'll not take too much time in this message. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for with God all things are possible. Amen. Do we have it in the Bible? He said they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Move down to 18 quickly, please. And when Simon saw that through the laying up of hands of the apostle, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Go on. Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Go to 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Go to 21. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right with God. We stop there. Now, I'm speaking to ministers in this case. And all of us are ministers of the word of God. Many of us seek the impossibility, the power of the impossibilities, just so that we can abuse it for fame, for popularity, for money, for us to be acknowledged. That is not the reason. The reason God gives us the power or the grace to bring down the impossibility, the realm of God, to ordinary mere mortal level, is that we may glorify his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This man had good desire. But why is he seeking it? Instead of trying to live the life of a Christian and do the right things by God, he offered them money in exchange for the Holy Ghost. And Peter said to them, thy money perish with you. That is not the right way. Do we seek impossible for self-glorification or for power or for money? Then it will not happen. Let's look quickly at Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 17. Acts chapter 19, 11 to 17. Another case of people who are looking for the impossible. I want to lay this foundation quickly before we go to the point I want to bring out to us. Acts 19, 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Go to 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Go on. Then Satan of the vagabond Jews, exorcist. Look at that word, exorcist. They tried to cast out devil without the power of God. Took upon them to call over them which have evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. Go to 14. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I do know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped upon them and overcome them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to quickly bring that point that we cannot seek the impossible divine intervention for self-glorification. It has to be that God may be glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These people have intention to abuse, and God will not answer that kind of prayer. That is the one of those prayers I said, it is impossible for God to do such things. One time also, I bring another area of this. The apostle want to cast out demons, but unbelief was on the way. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. They want to cast out demons. They want to do the impossible. They want to bring the hand of God so that something may happen and then God will be glorified. But see what happened in Matthew chapter 17, chapter 20, verse 20 to 21. 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, it shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. I want to bring out something because I want to throw in this part. Many of us, from time to time, we make time for prayer and for fasting. And some does not make effort to be part of it. I know we are busy with our schedule. You cannot bring the divine impossibilities to happen with carnality. You have to be spiritually endowed by the power of God to be able to bring down the hand of God. So when we come together to fast and pray or to watch unto, wait unto God, do something about it. Make effort. The apostle here were trying to do the impossible, but it couldn't be done. Took them hours and hours, nothing happened. Until Jesus came and said, what is going on here? We are trying to help out this person, but nothing is going on. And he said, this type does not go out, but by prayer and fasting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm just bringing these two examples to show you part of the why the impossibilities are not happening. I put a note here. Not a note, I wrote it in a very small handwriting. And I wrote the name of Tubi on it. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Sister Tubi. I wrote this down so I don't forget. I just wrote a very small this thing. Around 3 a.m., I woke up to do some assignment and to pray and to prepare this message. And that was either Friday night or Saturday night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I just put this for you and then listen. I don't know what you are believing God for. I don't know what it is. But I went outside to pray, and I prayed for something that early in the morning, and I came inside to my office and sat down to prepare the message. And I was preparing, it was placed on my mind to pray for Sister to be here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I didn't write down the exact word, so I'm going to try to phrase it the way it is. He said, because you have done the possible, that God will do the impossible for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know what it is, but I'm just telling you what was given me in that early in the morning. And I put you, say, because you have done the possible, that God will do the impossible for you. But do not be afraid, and do not be afraid, only believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Believe it, and so it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't know what it is, but probably you will know what it is. Amen. Amen. When we do the possible, let us quickly go to 1 Kings chapter 17. And I'm going to bring out a point I want you to pay attention, because we are rounding off soon, but these are the area that I want you to listen to. The difference between possibles and impossible. Why it is lacking in our life. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9. Says that the Lord is able to do all things. And it says, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to feed and to sustain you. Before we move on to 18. To 10, just hold on a second. Elijah has been dwelling, is that Elijah? Elijah, one of them, has been dwelling in a realm of impossible. If you go up a little, in maybe in verse 8 or 7, you will see that he has been living in the wilderness, and God has sent a raven. I don't know if it's an angel, still an impossible thing with man, or just a bird. But they said they bring him bread and nutrition and food morning and I think in the evening. That is an impossible situation for ordinary human being. How many of us have angels serving us, bringing food for us while we're in the wilderness? Or a raven. The Bible says it's a raven. So let's just say it's a raven, a bird. Go catch food, bring to somebody, drop in and you eat morning, evening. But suddenly, these things dried up. The source dried up. But God is fixing to use him to do an impossible in somebody's life. And I want you to listen to this part very closely. Look, go on to verse 10. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called unto her, said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Go to 11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." Go to 12. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Now, let's stop here. Which part is possible?